Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Heyman, of course, takes us a while to get through the list of sponsors he has. It is brought to you by Infinity of Massapequa, family-owned and operated since 1989. Shop online at infinityofmassapequa.com. By Sports Clips, you watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. By Fubo TV, watch your local sports live at FuboTV.com. Brother Supply, your number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Our good buddy, the great John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, John, excellent.
John, let's start with this. I won the bet. The Yankees have won now 85 games. 84 was the number. So you let me know sometime in the next month or so I can take you to that promised dinner at Del Frisco's.
Wow, you are a man of your word.
All right, you
very
let me know.
Smart, very good prediction on your part, and I will be honored to go with you.
All right, very good. Are you in Florida now? Are you home now or no?
I'm not. I'm actually now, I'm sorry to tell you, I'm going through the tunnel, so I have my fingers crossed as I talk to you.
Oh, I see. The Lincoln Tunnel?
Yeah, Lincoln Tunnel.
All right.
The old Lincoln Tunnel.
You know, I think if my phone actually works in a Lincoln Tunnel, so if mine does.
I think they put things in there where you actually
get. It doesn't work anywhere else, but it actually works in the Lincoln Tunnel.
It's stronger.
It doesn't work in the bathroom here at the fan, but it does work in the Lincoln Tunnel.
Maybe you should set up your apartment in the Lincoln Tunnel. You got a little extra room here.
Yeah. John, why is it not, maybe it's CBA related, you enlighten me. Why has Major League Baseball not made it a firm rule at every stadium they need to extend the netting? It's almost a choice the individual teams have made. Some have made it, obviously some have not.
Right. Well, it's a local decision. They have been strongly encouraged, certainly 2 years ago when there was an incident, I believe it was at Fenway, but I'm not sure. They really took a look at it and strongly encouraged teams to extend the netting to make it safer, and 10 teams, including the Mets, did do that. And, people own their team, and, you know, there are a lot of people out there that talk about the access and the view and all that and complain and are on the other side of the issue. At times like these, though, it's hard to be on that side of the issue. I'm kind of with you. They should try to mandate it if they can. It's not easy to do. These teams are owned by separate local ownership.
John, it looks like the Yankees are going to be that lead wild card. Right now, who do you see as the other wild card team right now? Who do you feel is going to get that other slot?
The Yankees have to be praying that it's the Twins, and I think it will be the Twins. We looked at the schedule with a month ago, and they had something like 17 games against the White Sox and Tigers, and they still have some. So the Twins can beat those teams. They can't beat the Yankees, but they can beat those teams. So it looks like, you never know, but it looks like it's set up perfectly for the Yankees. They are, I believe, 40-17 this decade against the Twins, something like that. Last decade as well in terms of percentage, 12-2 in the playoffs against it. Some teams, and this goes back to my childhood and probably your childhood, Joe, too, Twins cannot beat the Yankees. I don't know whether they're psyched out or what, but for years it was the White Sox and particularly the Twins that just cannot beat the Yankees. And they're given credit. They're a much-improved team. They got some really good, exciting young players, but I think they're in trouble if they're going to be facing Severino.
Actually, when I was young, when Harmon Killebrew and Tony Oliva were on the team, they did actually beat the Yankees occasionally.
The mid-60s Yankees teams, right? They called it the Horace Clark years,
yes,
right? And
yes.
I caught the end of that. You're probably right. My memory doesn't go quite as far as yours, but pretty close.
Well, be happy it doesn't.
Giants.
You're right.
It's one game and anything can happen. I understand that. Both teams aren't any good. I mean, that's fair. The Angels are a 500 team. Who the heck would they start in the one-game playoff? Garrett Richards, who's thrown 18 innings this year? Ricky Nolasco? Like, what would they do?
I think it would be that Parker Bridwell.
But he's struggled a little bit more recently. I think he was good in his last start, but overall he struggled a little bit more recently.
He's been their best pitcher. I think it's a gamble to go with Richards. It's a gamble to go with anybody. Their whole rotation's been decimated. I give them credit for staying in there. Simmons has been fantastic. Trout, other than the 30 five games or so that he missed. Fantastic. You're right. Those are not great teams. But, you know, anything can happen in one game except this. I don't see the Twins being the Yankees in one game. That would really be a shocker to me.
In general, you're right. But the more you take a look at it and think about it, it's one stinking game. And that's what's so nerve-wracking when you don't win a division. Like, last year, when I walked out of Citi Field, I was devastated. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But as the days went by, I got to think about it, and I realized that Madison Bumgarner is one of the great postseason pitchers of all time. The Giants certainly had a pedigree over the last couple of years, and the Mets lost to a team that was pretty much on their equal footing and certainly a great pitcher. If you're a Yankee fan, even though this season has been a great surprise, I'll tell you, despite it being one game, I'm going to have a tough time dealing with it if I'm losing to the crappy Angels and the inexperienced Twins. I'm telling you. I know it's one game, but my God, these teams aren't any good.
Yeah, I understand. Right? Twins are on the rise. The Angels have overcome a lot, but you're right. They're average teams. They're barely above 500. They haven't even solidified it over the Royals and other teams that are under 500, still kind of in there. So, yeah, they're not good teams. Mostly anything can happen, but sometimes it's fairly predictable. When the Yankees faced Keuchel, I didn't think they had much of a chance. When they faced the Twins, no matter who's pitching, and we know Severino will be pitching for the Yankees, I really will be shocked, as I said. I'll be shocked if they lose to the Twins.
Does Colorado hang on with in the National League in the wild card?
I think they probably don't at this point. I mean, the way it's headed, the Milwaukee has been playing like they got nothing to lose. They've been terrific. I can see the Brewers sneaking in there. Now, at this point, I've been kind of sticking with Colorado, and early on kind of said they could be a surprise team, and they've been very good. I don't know what it is about Coors Field. It's tough, and still got some time to go, and I'm worried about them.
We're talking to John Heyman about baseball. Quick question. We had a caller ask this earlier, and I've been trying to figure out the answer. We sent an email to Major League Baseball to get an answer, so I'm curious if you know, because you're John Heyman. You know all.
I don't want to claim that I know all now. Well, now you've made me nervous.
We're going to put you to the test here. If the Yankees win the American League pennant, all right, wild card team, and they face the Chicago Cubs, and the Yankees finish with a better record, but the Cubs won the division, who has home field advantage in the World Series?
By the record.
I think so, too.
I wouldn't swear to it. I wouldn't bet my life on it, your life on it, or anybody else's life on it.
Don't bet. Don't bet our
lives. I think it's by the record. That's what I recall them saying.
I thought that, too. I thought that I'm feeling confident about it because my first reaction is they kind of wipe away the wild cards and divisions in the World Series, and it comes down to record. So I'm hoping we're both right, or else we're just
fairer. I think that's the better way to go. I mean, they try to make it fair now, and I think they've done that, and let's hope they're 100% fair, but that's the fair way to go.
Are you sticking with the Indians-Dodgers World Series at this point?
I am. I stick with my teams. Even if they were out of it, I'd stick with them. But, I mean, how do you not stick with the Indians? They win every game. The Dodgers, they're struggling a bit lately. I think they've lost, 20 out of 25? That's not too good. But I got to stick with my guys. I mean, obviously, the Nats look pretty tough right now with Strasburg going well, Harper coming back, Scherzer with 250 Ks once again, Gio even been great. But and then Arizona's a threat. And of course, they got the Cubs. I'm sticking with it, though. Dodgers, Indians.
How much, and I think we've seen examples of everything. Like in 2007, the Rockies had that incredible finish, and they kept it going in the playoffs. They swept the Phillies in the division series. They swept the Diamondbacks in that classic NLCS, Rockies-Diamondbacks. But then they got to the World Series and got beat up. But they were on a great run ending the regular season. The Mets in 2015, let's not forget this. The Mets were not playing good baseball at the end of the year. They lost an opportunity to have home field advantage against the Dodgers, and guess what? It didn't matter. They beat the Dodgers anyway. They swept the Cubs. They got to the World Series. How much stock do you put in to a team playing really good baseball to finish the year? Because right now, if you're the Yankees, they're 15-5 since they got swept by the Indians. So they are playing really good baseball, as are the Indians and basically everybody in the American League.
Yeah.
But how much stock do you put into a team that does play their best baseball to close a regular season?
A little bit, but we saw the Yankees go 2-13 to finish the 2000 season and not have a great overall regular season and get through the playoffs and beat the Mets. Sorry about that, guys. A little bit. I mean, I would say the Indians look pretty good if they can keep going like this. I got to say that they're even more of a favorite now than before. So I put a little bit, but not too much. Things can change. One game changes things. It certainly don't change things in the wild card, but even in a regular short division series, it can change things. But I would put some stock in it, but I wouldn't get too excited about 15-5. The Indians are like 32-6.
No, I know. Like no, we know. We know.
All right, give me the jump. We're just about the end of the season. John Heyman's MVPs in the two leagues.
MVPs, I'm going to go Stanton in the National League. And, I haven't studied it at this moment, but I'm going to give Altuve. I think Judge is still in there, but it's one of those two. So I'm going to go with the long and the short of it. Stanton and Altuve are the MVP.
Speaking of Jose's, how about Jose Ramirez? I mean, he's kind of been under the radar.
He's up there. So's Lindor. So's Judge, as I said, Trout. They got some good choices in the American League, National League. Obviously have some really, really good choices. There's some really the Blackman, Arenado. We got a lot of good choice in Adam Bellinger. But I think Stanton has been an amazing story. And if you're going to write the story of the season, Stanton's in on the first page. I'm not sure who else is individually.
You think he'll hit 60? Does he get over 60 or no?
I get 60 on the button. I'm going to go with 60.
Okay, four more home runs.
He's got, what, about 11 games to go?
Right.
If he played the Mets 11 more games.
Wow. Matt Harvey.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry. That was an unwarranted shot.
Well, but deserved.
Here's the one Met question, because obviously they're a mess. They've had an awful year. And I think it's Matt Harvey in that he has been so bad. Like, it's one thing to be bad, like to come back, have a 5 ERA. He has come back and pitched to like a 14 ERA. Will the Mets actually non-tender him? Is it possible that they do that because he has been so awful?
Yeah, I think you exaggerate, by the way. I think it's 13.7.
I apologize.
That's okay.
I round up, John. I round it up.
Well, I think 13.17 could be rounded down. That is terrible. You are right. I don't believe they will non-tender him. He made about $6 million this year. He did nothing this year, obviously. He will be lucky to get $6 million next year in arbitration. I don't see a raise coming off of this year. So $6 million, he's probably worth the gamble. I mean, look at the way pitching is. Ari Dickey hasn't been fantastic. They're going to probably pick up that $8 million. Estrada got re-signed for $13 million. He was pretty terrible in the first half. And look at Matt Moore. I mean, Matt Moore has been abysmal. He's been the worst pitcher in the league for guys pitch the whole league. The Giants have already announced they're picking up the $9 million for him. So the pitching is such that I don't think the Mets are going to take that chance, and I think they will pick that up.
All right, the question of the week now, because you're 1-0 in the Thursday night football.
You had Houston last week,
and we're keeping track. You're keeping track, right?
I am keeping track now. I sometimes lose track of the losses, and I don't know.
Well, you want to know. That was the first Thursday night game, so 1-0.
Yeah, you took Houston plus 6.
Right.
So you're right.
I'm feeling good. I'm undefeated. Right. I don't know if you guys knew this. I watched a game recently. They moved the yard line back for the extra point. I don't know if you knew that.
We figured that out, John. By the way, the goalposts are now at the end, and back line, not at the front. But then whatever.
Oh, is that?
You didn't know that.
You're funny.
Okay. Well,
anyway, let me ask you. Okay, but here's.
No, I thought I was gonna.
Thank you, John. All right, here's tonight's game. I think it's 2.5 the line. Is that what it is?
I see it at 3.
Okay, the Rams in San Francisco against the Niners. And the Rams on the road are a 3-point favorite against the Niners. Your call.
Wow, I've been thinking Rams all week because I've been studying this, but I'm gonna go. I'm gonna switch and go with the Niners.
Wow. So you're taking the Niners in 3.
I'm going to go with the Niners and 3. I think they're going to sign Kaepernick before the game. No, I'm just kidding.
You're right.
I think they're going to win.
Okay.
I think they're going to win.
Are you writing it? You got that down?
I just wrote it down.
All right.
John, do you know who the quarterback of the Rams is?
Is it Goff?
Wow. How about that? I thought you were going to say Roman Gabriel.
Yeah. I know. I loved Roman Gabriel. He was fantastic.
Wait a second. I got to go further with this. Do you know the name of the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, that's even better.
Oh, geez. Brody is retired. Is
yeah, John
correct?
Brody's. Yes, he's retired. Gone. A couple years. So's Montana. So's Steve Young, by the way.
Do you want me to give you multiple?
I'm going to say Giants. 49ers. Geez. No,
do you want multiple choice? I'll give you four options.
Can I tell you this? I'll give you a hint. He stinks.
That could be half the quarterbacks in the league.
Well, that's a fair point.
John, you want multiple choice?
score.
Okay. Choice one, C.J. Beathard. Choice Ooh. Two, choice two, Matt Barkley. Choice three, Brian Hoyer. Or choice four, Mark Sanchez. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
I mean, I gave him four choices.
What were two and three? Hoyer and somebody and Barkley.
C.J. Beathard.
I think Barkley would be the better choice, but I'm going to say Hoyer.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
John, you are dead on. John, you are all over it, John.
This was important for the SATs.
Beautiful.
Be a good guesser.
That's a great job,
Adam. All right, John. All right, so
that was a total guess. Total guess.
But you got it. So, and you knew Jared Goff, and that's very good.
Yeah, so people are feeling better about my prediction now.
Well, you want to know. I mean, if you keep this up, who knows? This could be, you never know what happens. You get to like 7 and 8 and 0, look out, you know?
Right. Well, you know, people who are experts and study these things, they end up losing money most of the time.
Yeah, you get that right.
Better to have a little bit of knowledge.
By you know what, John? John, I found out one thing, John. Nobody's an expert in anything, you know, when you really get down to it.
Right.
So I just want to say that.
Next
that
week,
true.
Next
You're
week,
very
John.
Wise. Joe is a very wise guy.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I've learned everything I know
Brilliance.
From him. Next week, John, Bears at Packers, just to give you a little preview.
Yeah, just to keep that one in mind, all right?
Start studying up. I know they got rid of Cutler, so I got my
that
got
is
head
true.
Start.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, John.
All right, John.
Good talking to you guys.
All right, see
John Heyman on the baseball and the football pick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.